The local sport of Nordic Combined is made up of Nordic ski jumping and cross-country racing. Local resident, Olympic gold medalist, and world Nordic Combined champion Bill DeMond said it's a sport that spectators find exciting.
Nowadays, we take one jump, so it's a very quick round. 50 guys get off in 45 minutes or less. And then we have a pursuit race based on the jumping immediately following. About an hour later, the guy who wins the jumping, who went the furthest, will start first in a 10-kilometer race. And for every meter that you jump shorter than the winner of the jumping, you start 4 to 5 seconds behind. So if you jump 10 meters shorter, you start a minute back. The cool thing is some of the best jumpers aren't necessarily the strongest skiers, and vice versa. And so there's this whole cat and mouse pursuit race that plays out with a lot of tactics.
He said ultimately it comes down to a chance, just like a bike race.
A kilometer or two from the finish line, people will start to attack, or maybe people will wait and sprint to the finish line, and really you try to play to your strengths, and it turns into a really exciting format. And not only does the finish exciting, but throughout the race, we never do laps more than 2.5 kilometers. So we're looping back through the start and finish stadium constantly through the race, and it really offers spectators a good view as to how it works and what's going on. And they can see sort of what tactics each athlete's playing out.
The trials will take place Saturday at the Utah Olympic Park. It starts with jumping at 10 a.m., then the cross-country at 2 p.m. DeMond says the cross-country race takes only 20 to 25 minutes.
All Olympic-eligible American athletes will be doing the Nordic Combined Saturday morning, jumping at 10:15 and racing at 2 o'clock, as you said, down in the flats there, just up the hill from the new roundabout by the Tech Center. The start and finish stadium will be right there, and spectators can go up on the course or in the start and finish area, but it's a very spectator-friendly venue, as you can imagine. It sort of encompasses that huge field and up into the foothills below the jumps.
DeMond says it will be an exciting race, and the winner will be assured a spot on the team headed to Sochi.
And it'll be fast and furious, and I'm assuming that with such a strong team this year of both World Cup and Continental Cup skiers, it'll be quite exciting, and it's a winner-takes-all format where the first person across the finish line will win a pretty significant prize purse as well as an Olympic berth.
He says the team overall is very strong, and he detailed some of the competition.
In the Continental Cup Series here in Park City last week, I finished first, second, and first, which earned our team another World Cup berth going toward the next round of World Cups. Potentially offers us a fifth spot at the Olympics. We also have the Fletcher brothers, Brian and Taylor, who have resided in Park City for a number of years, to be part of the U.S. Nordic Combined Ski Team that has the residency program here, as well as local Nick Hendrickson. His younger sister, Sarah, will also hopefully be going to Sochi this year as well. And teammates Todd Lodwick, who's a returning world champion and Olympic medalist as well from Steamboat Springs, Adam Loomis, Michael Ward, and Brett Denny. There will be another handful of young guys that will be looking to upset the older crew coming from all over the country.
That's Nordic Combined athlete Billy DeMond. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.